The most in-depth piece of research ever conducted into parasport has been published this lunchtime. Parasport refers to sports adapted for athletes with a disability, and Irish athletes won 6 medals at last year's Paris Paralympics. The study was carried out by Paralympics Ireland in conjunction with the University of Limerick, and it focuses on issues like barriers to participation and the ongoing gender gap. Nasa Russell, who's the Chief Operating Officer with Paralympics Ireland, has been telling me about its findings.
Absolutely. Well, we spoke to a range of athletes, athletes who are currently in para sport. We asked to understand how they got into sport and how they were doing and what their experiences of being in sport were. Ultimately, we were really curious about this. And the reason why is, I suppose, anecdotally, we would have been hearing and learning, in particular since COVID, that there had definitely been a drop off in participation of people with disability accessing and developing sport. We know at the moment that only a third of people with disabilities are regularly partake in sport, compared to 50% of those without disabilities. And also, you know, we know that COVID had a profound impact on people's abilities to access sport. And unfortunately, at the moment, people with disabilities are twice as likely to be sedentary. When we stand back and look at that from a Paralympic Ireland perspective and a para sport in a Team Ireland, we're looking at where is our next generation of athletes coming from, but more importantly, where are our role models, and how are we really benefiting the disability community by making sure that there is enough access and entry points and awareness of those for the disability community itself.
Looking at the report, one of the things that stands out is how much more encouragement boys receive to take part in para sport.
Yeah, it's really interesting, isn't it? So it's probably not terribly brand new news in terms of overall female participation in sport, and particularly in those teenage years. But what we definitely unpicked here and uncovered really was the first stage of participation, quite a stark difference between when males would typically get into para sport, which is around age 12, but for females it's actually age 21. So there's a much later start. And we also find as well that the signposting to para sport in the way that comes from family is quite different. So actually about 20% of males would have been signposted to para sport through their friends and family, yet only 2% of females. Similarly in school, which we really think actually is coming across as quite an underutilized vehicle for signposting and development of athletes in para sport. But in particular, again, for school, 25% of male athletes would be signposted to para sport, only 9% of females. And then I suppose the final interesting indicator on this space is around the recommendations for medical and healthcare professionals as well. We found that 35% of males were signposted to para sport by those professionals, yet only 11% of females. So we definitely have a little bit more work to do to understand what's going on here and indeed start to rectify it.
At the moment, I mean, why do you think this is? Because when you think about it, many of our best known Paralympians are women.
Yeah, it's very interesting for us to understand this. I think what we have definitely also uncovered through this, through the work, is how people tend to stumble into para sport. So we do need to do better in terms of the signposting, and therefore, how are we accessing family, social networks, the general kind of systems that an ecosystems, if you like, around the an athlete. We definitely need to do a better job to uncover that. And I suppose what we're seeing is that, albeit that this disparity is probably reflective of who we see coming through in competition, on the flip side of it, we actually have a Team Ireland, for example, that actually was overrepresented, if you like, in terms of female athletes. So indeed, there's on the progression journey, there's something for us to look at. How are we supporting all athletes within that environment as well? So yeah, we're working through and seeking to better understand that difference that we're seeing amongst our cohort.
And that was Nasa Russell of Paralympics Ireland.